My name is Garland Robinson. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, we read about the children of Israel returning the Ark of the Covenant to its rightful place in Jerusalem. They were transporting the Ark upon a cart drawn by oxen. The oxen stumbled, and the Ark was about to fall off. A man standing there helping them transport it, Uzzah was his name, reached up to steady it and keep it from falling off. The result was that God killed him right on the spot. For God had said that only the priests were to touch the ark, and Uzzah was not a priest. Later we find that King David explained God's action in 1 Chronicles 15, verse 13, when he said, "The Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." There's where we're going to look at our lesson today. We seek him not after the due order. Here is demonstrated the absolute authority of God, an essential need of doing exactly what God has commanded. The life of a man, seemingly intent on serving God's cause, was snuffed out suddenly. Why? Because he sought him not after the due order. That means it wasn't according to God's commands. It wasn't authorized by God's word. This new order of things was recognized by God's prophets in the long ago. Jeremiah 10:23 reads, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." If man's not capable of ordering his own life, then what does that tell us? It tells us that we have to turn to God. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The wise man recorded in Proverbs 12:15, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." Since God is the one that created us, and he is the one that sustains us, he alone can guide and direct our steps after the due order. That is, according as he wants to do it. That is revealed in his word. So we need to be assured that God has ordered all the course of our lives in his word, the Bible. Let's study a few examples of the tragedy that befalls man when man rejects God's due order. We go back to the story of Cain and Abel. That's a good illustration. Both of them brought offerings to the Lord. Cain, being a tiller of the soil, brought of the fruit of the ground. Abel, being a shepherd, brought a blood offering. That looks simple enough, doesn't it? Yet Cain's sacrifice was rejected. Abel's sacrifice was accepted. But now why? Well, Hebrews tells us. Hebrews 11:4. "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and by that he obtained witness that he was righteous." Abel offered by faith. Thus, he sought God after the due order. But Cain's offering was not according to that which God had stipulated, and therefore his offering did not please God because it was not according to the due order, or it was not according to God's instructions. Nadab and Abihu were priests. They were entrusted with the office of serving God. But in serving, they offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. Do you remember the result? God killed them right where they were standing. Not even their father Aaron was allowed to mourn for them. All of that because they did not seek God after the due order. King Saul learned about God's order. God had chosen him to be the first king over his people. But when God told him to utterly destroy the Amalekites, that's exactly what he meant. But Saul reserved King Agag, and he took many of the animals alive and explained that that was in order that he might sacrifice unto the Lord. Then it was that Samuel told him, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken," that is, pay attention, listen to what God says, "than all the fat of rams." Samuel then read God's sentence in 1 Kings 15, "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath rejected thee from being king." Now don't you see why Saul was rejected by the Lord? He sought him not after the due order. Another good example of that lesson is that of Jeroboam. After Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, had alienated the 10 northern tribes, God promised Jeroboam that he would reign as king over the kingdom of Israel. But Jeroboam didn't have faith enough to accept what God had told him. So he devised a means of keeping the people from going to Jerusalem to worship. He built altars at Dan and Bethel. He offered Israel a convenient religion. He made golden calves. He changed the feast day. He made priests of those who were not of the tribe of Levi. Well, it's no wonder that it's recorded, this became a sin unto Israel. 23 times it's recorded of Jeroboam, he made Israel to sin. Why? Because he sought not God after the due order. He sought to change and modify what God had expressly commanded of Israel. As we turn to the New Testament, we see that Jesus set forth God's due order. He came to turn men back to God, but he was not able to turn everyone because not everyone was willing. He told the Jews that believed not, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye would not come to me that you might have life." Sad but true, Jesus could not win them all. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:11-12. Jesus found many who sought him not after the due order. And he told them, "Ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins, and whither I go, ye cannot come." The lack of trusting, obedient faith condemned them. "For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins," Jesus said in John 8:24. They sought him not after the due order. He quoted a statement made by Isaiah, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:8-9. The Apostle Paul ran into people who rejected God's due order. On Mars Hill, he saw all of their superstitious idolatry, their seriousness in serving what they thought even was an unknown God. And yet they ignorantly were worshiping him, and Paul said, "He's the one I'm declaring unto you." He showed them the folly of seeking God in vanity, saying, "God dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything." He then taught them that God was the one in heaven above. He was the only one, and that they must worship him after his due order. How many deluded souls do you find today seeking to please God in fraternal or benevolent societies and orders? You know, it's sad to see people parade in silly attire while marching behind a potentate or worshipful master. They thereby are rejecting Jesus Christ, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, 1 Timothy 6:15 says. Many think they can be saved in a fraternal order just as easily as they can be saved in the church. But friend, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, not a fraternal order. He loved it and gave himself for it, purchasing it with his own blood. And he is the Savior of the church, Ephesians 5:23, not an organization of men. Now, what has God ever put in any man-made fraternal or benevolent order? Many souls are sadly turning themselves away from God's due order, facing his judgment because they're not doing what God said. They're rejecting God's due order. God has decreed that glory is ascribed to him in the church, not in a fraternal organization. Friend, how much difference is there between seeking God in the social or fraternal order and in seeking God in churches that are made by man? After Jesus promised to build his church, gave himself for it, purchased it with his own blood, added the saved to it, who has the audacity to build a second church another church, a different church, and seeking therein to offer salvation. Be assured of this one thing, God has only ordained one church, Ephesians 4 and verse 4. And all other churches are counterfeit. They are imitations. They are spawned not by heaven, but by hell. They seek to pawn off on the world and compete against that one true church which was built by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All who have entered into churches not found in the Bible have been guided and directed by dogmas and doctrines of men and have not sought God after the new order. What do you think the discipline or articles of faith or Augsbury Confession or Catechism or Book of Mormon or any other such creed or book stands in God's sight? Are these leading men to seek God after the new order? What of human dogmas they bind on men? Can men seek and find God after man's order is set forth in them? Friend, are you willing to lay aside prejudiced and biased opinions and really study what God has said from His holy word? There are many honest and sincere people that wail in pain at the mourner's bench, yet going away bitterly disappointed because they hadn't found the Lord. Friend, where has God ever promised to save anyone by prayer? No man of inspiration ever told an alien sinner to pray, nor told a saved man to be baptized. False doctrines have reversed this entirely. Today we see honest and sincere people looking for signs and wonders and miracles, hoping to bolster their faith. But miracles don't produce faith. They confirm the Word. The Word produces faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Yet when Jesus had to confront this problem, He said, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah," Matthew 16 and verse 4. They asked for a sign, and He gave them one, but it was a sign recorded in their scriptures centuries before. So it is today. We have signs, but they're recorded in the Bible. We read in John 20, verse 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and that He is the Son of God." Those signs and miracles confirmed the Word that we find that is the Bible. That Bible is God's due order. We must worship Him, seek Him, do His will according to the Scriptures, the Bible. That is God's due order. And if we don't seek Him after that due order, then we'll not stand approved in His sight. We hope you've enjoyed the program today. My name is Garland Robinson.